I'm very pleased to announce Nini, who's going to talk to us about copyright and copy fighting. He's the president of the Young Pirates EU. He's very fond of trains, or at least traveling with them, I presume. And he has been the youngest person running for Austrian Parliament ever, when he was only 18 years and 2 months. So that's pretty awesome, right? Okay, give him a big round of applause, because we're with a few people, so make a lot of noise for Nini!
Thank you very much, and also from my side, a warm welcome to my talk about the copy fighters. And at first, I'm going to show you once more, this is me, this is Nini. My actual name is Bernhard. I come from Austria originally, but I live in Sweden nowadays, study international migration in Malmö during my daytime. And by night, I also manage the agenda of the Young Pirates of Europe. But what is that even? So originally, we were founded as the umbrella organization of the different national youth organizations of the pirate parties. We were established in 2013. And today, this has changed a bit, because many of the pirate parties in the respective countries aren't that successful anymore, or their youth organizations didn't want to have anything to do with them. And so nowadays, we have like a mixed situation where we generally talk about digital rights with young people. And some of our member organizations are actually like pirate party affiliated, and others are not. As you can see here, we are established in 7 countries throughout Europe, not only in the European Union. Yeah, we're happy to grow, hopefully. So what do we actually do? We mainly organize youth events, such as summer camps. We have people gathered somewhere in the woods, and then we talk about some things that are related to digital rights in the broadest sense. Yeah, these are some pictures from a camp that we organized 2 years ago. But I'm going to talk more about the things that we're currently doing this year. Basically, last year, we were sitting around thinking about, can we find some topic that is especially relevant and that we want to do something about this year? And so we thought about copyright being the topic, and started to create this copyfighters thing. So the idea was, let's get as many people, as many young people out there together, and try to find out, oh, there's a massive typo there, try to find out what their problems actually are with copyright. And then, out of that, create the proposal for how to reform copyright, and then, finally, as a last step, build a campaign around making sure that actually these proposals are at some point being implemented. And so we met in Tallinn, in Estonia, in June. For the first time, we invited roughly 30 young people to come together and talk about these issues. And so what we did is we worked in like smaller groups and also Slacked in smaller groups discussed, first of all, where do young people in their daily lives need some form of change with copyright. And we found out that it actually affects young people a lot when they try to access culture on the internet, when they want to share things, in very different scenarios of their everyday life. And we were together making up proposals. We were hearing speakers from different sides and tried to get a better grasp of the whole situation. And finally participated in this conference that was going on in Tallinn during that time. It's called EuroDig, European Dialogue and Internet Governance. It's an obscure regional conference of the Internet Governance Forum that takes place once a year somewhere in Europe. And is a multi-stakeholder conference where people get together and talk about some things that are somehow internet-related, and one of those things was also copyright. And there's a couple of more pictures. This was at the copyright session at Eurodig, where we, all of our participants, went in there and tried to talk with all of the other stakeholders in the room about our proposals, and we had created this position paper here where we had like the most important points that, that we thought copyright reform has to bring us to be able to grow culture on the internet, but also the understanding of young people of this whole ecosystem. And so the most important points that we figured out, you can actually find this position paper in more detail on our website, copyfighters.eu. So the first point we talked about was territoriality. We think in a interconnected society with the internet enabling every one of us to share culture across borders, there should not be unreasonable borders put up on the internet where they actually do not exist. And so we think that as first step, there should be a European-wide single copyright that is everywhere the same. So you also get one license for the whole European Union. As a second step, this should be broadened as far as possible until there's a global ecosystem in place. That would also lead to the end of geo-blocking, which is an important part that we focused on. There should be no borders when trying to access content on or offline. We talked about a lot about fair use. So we want that there should be an exception for general use of copyrighted materials in a way that users can that the rights that the users currently have, for example, for educational purposes or for satire or something like that, that this will is not focused on like one specific technology, but rather that it will always be applicable no matter which technology is actually being used. We are strictly against content filtering. We talked a lot about remix culture and that there is a need for a legalization of basic things like memes or reaction GIFs or stuff like that. All of them are currently operating in a legal gray zone or would be, if you put it strictly, illegal, because in many countries in the EU, for example, there are no exceptions for this use of small snippets. And so we think that is deeply necessary. We also had a debate about open access, meaning that there should be open access to scientific materials, especially if it's publicly funded. And last but not least, we also talked about an especially pressing issue, which I'm going to come back in a second again, which is the ancillary rate for press publishers, which is a proposal that is being discussed today in the EU. And so we had all of these issues bundled together in this position paper and had like relevant discussions about those things. But we felt that there was a need to adapt all of these things and to focus on smaller parts because most of these things are unachievable in the current ecosystem that we're operating in. And so we had a follow-up event to this, which was also a summer camp 2 weeks ago. And we thought, how can we take all of this output that we created before that and make sure that there are some forms of changes in actual legislations to accommodate those things. And so we met somewhere in the Swedish woods, namely in Göransborg, somewhere in southern Sweden. This lovely scouts house was filled with 60 young people that were interested in this topic. And so what we did also there, we had lots of discussions together. We invited excellent speakers on issues like freedom of panorama, and we worked together out which are the key issues that we want to talk about, which are actually currently relevant in the EU copyright reform debate. And so the three things that we deem especially relevant are the legalization of user-generated content, as I talked before. Remix culture should be something that is definitely allowed, that is definitely okay, and that everyone comes behind and agrees upon, that users should be able to generate content based on other people's works. There should be no automated content filtering, so there should be no, for example, YouTube has this content ID system where they automatically scan all of the things that are being uploaded, and there is no good appeal mechanism to that. So basically, even if there's very small snippets of copyrighted materials in there, which might actually be legal because there might be an exception granting you the right to actually use that, it will be taken off because the automated solution, the algorithm says no. And so we are strictly against that. And the same thing goes for the link tax, which is another way to describe the ancillary copyright that I was talking before earlier. So the idea of the Leistungsschutzrecht, which how it's called in German, or ancillary right for press publishers in English, is that press publishers, in addition to their normal rights, well, the rights that the authors have on the works, that they're writing the articles and so on and so forth, the press publishers should also have a right on snippets of these works. So for example, the title. This is targeting things like Google News. It was introduced in the first place in Germany and in Spain already. And in both cases, it was advertised by lawmakers as a way to tax Google. Because the idea behind it is that if you use these snippets, for example, in Google News, then you have to get a license for that and most likely will have to pay for that. In practice, it has devastating effects on the internet ecosystem as a whole. There is the problem that on the one hand, you not only Google is using snippets, everyone is using snippets all of the time. If you share a Facebook post, there will be a short snippet on your Facebook page, and you actually would infringe that ancillary right by putting up this this snippet or this Facebook post. The same could also go, for example, for links. Most of the time, especially with news publishers, the title of an article is actually part of the link itself for search engine optimization purposes. And so maybe the link itself is actually also covered under that law because there's actually a snippet of the article title in there and things like that. So these three topics are actually things that might be achievable or on the other end are actually threatening us currently in the EU copyright debate. So user-generated content would be a positive thing that we could achieve together, whereas the other two are about to be implemented and someone has to stop them. And so we further sat together and made some popcorn and ate it and other food as well, and had some more discussions with some more interesting people and had some campfires. And then we came up with an idea for an online campaign to address all of these things. So we made sketches of a website. We actually designed this already, but it's not online yet. It will be soon. And we also made this short video, which I'm going to show you, hopefully, about all of these issues. And the internet is gone. Okay, maybe I can come back to this later if the internet allows it. Ah, that sucks a little bit because it's a very motivating video and it would perfectly lead to the next point where the question is how you can actually get active to influence all of these things. And so, first of all, you can go to copyfighters.eu, get informed about all of those things that I was talking about earlier, but also it's an easy step to sign up so you get updates about our campaign. And we will actually make sure that you will be able to spread the word about these things on that website. And if you're motivated to help some more, you can also join us helping with more things. For example, this website that I was talking about earlier, it's about to be launched, but there are many, many things to be done around that. So we're looking for people who can help us there. We are also looking for help with social media and stuff like that. But we're also organizing a launch event. Yes, I said launch event. We're going to invite 30 young people for a prolonged weekend in Brussels, so from the 6th to the 9th of September. And we're going to visit the EP to talk to some of our representatives and also some other stakeholders in the field about copyright reform. And we're going to have a launch party. And basically, we're inviting you, if you're sitting there and are under 30, which is not that many of you, I think, in this case. But yeah, trying to be charming here. But in case that actually you are my target group, then you should go there and sign up for it. It's going to be fun. And we're paying for things, so that's also nice. And if there's any more questions, then I shall have the answers to this. Also, this is luckily funded by the Council of Europe and the European Youth Foundation, and this wouldn't have been possible without their support. But I'm going to try to set up the internet once more. And yeah, if there's any questions, then please shoot. Otherwise, I'm going to quickly try to get connected and show you the video.
I would like to add that we did check this prior to his presentation and that it did work right before his presentation, so.
Well, it does no longer, unfortunately.
Does someone in the audience know a nice joke in the meanwhile? Perhaps? Yeah? Mm-hmm. There you go.
Thank you. I work in the European Parliament for MEP Julia Reda, the pirate MEP in the Parliament, who is at the forefront of working against these bad copyright reform plans that are going to be enacted if we don't stop them. Like Nini said, just to remind you, this like extra copyright for news sites, which would make linking harder, and the obligation for internet platforms to surveil all your uploads and find copyrighted content in there, the content filtering. And I'm going to do a workshop tomorrow on how we can practically help stop that. So what Nini and his crew are doing is extremely important. There are also some other campaigns running, and I want to discuss with whoever is interested in getting active on this topic tomorrow, what we can do to stop it. And it's in the schedule, it's in the official schedule. I think it's scheduled for 12:20 or 12 o'clock or something. Check the schedule It has copyright in the title. So I hope you come to the workshop if you want to change something about this. The timeline is that there's a vote in the European Parliament in October, probably. And so we need to get started to mobilize against this.
We're trying for another rerun. Yeah. Have you tried turning it off and on again? Yes, a question or a joke or.
So, what is there a direct relation between this youth organization and the Pirate Party, as I know it from this sort of international movement of pirate parties?
So yes and no. There is a historical connection, at least. So we've been founded like as a federation of youth organizations that were affiliated with the Pirate Party, and currently, like we're discussing this whole in our organization, like how to move forward, because some of our member organizations, especially like the German one, don't want to work together or aren't capable of working don't have a relationship with their Pirate Party anymore. And this affects many of our member organizations. So basically it affects also like us as a federation. And we're not sure how to move forward, but we'll see. But currently we're technically still somewhat affiliated with the Pirate Party, yes. We might not be for long. There's loading something.
Yeah, they constantly tell us to use more bandwidth, but this is not helping, right? Success.
I'm not sure if there should be audio there. Yes, there should be audio there. There's an audio person coming around, I think.
Front, left, front, right.
Yeah, I'm front, like trying left, to play a test front, thingy, front, but it front, doesn't do anything. Left. Sorry? I'm on the highest volume setting. Now I'm on the very highest, 200%.
Using a way that can potentially censor. Content filters are dangerous.
They're processing it in a way that's obscure and that I know nothing about.
I think it's a scary and fairly Orwellian idea.
I think it's stupid.
They can be used in a way that can potentially censor important information.
It might be copyright today, but what is it going to be next? Is it going to be fake news? Is it going to be censoring robust but challenging political speech? For me, it's a slippery slope too far.
I know of lots of people that have been limited, and I know of accounts that have been deleted. And although sometimes it was justified, other times it wasn't.
It needs to be very clear where, for what I could be sued and for what I could not. And it needs to be based on clear, real rules about fair use of content.
User-generated content is what makes the internet that we use every day great.
I do have to think about copyright a lot when doing cover songs as an artist.
That is what the internet is about. It is about expressing robust, challenging, yet lawful views and communicating them not just to our friends, not just to our family, but to mass audiences.
A good copyright reform.
Perfect timing. Okay, I think we're back to the state of no internet. Sorry? I'm on the official Wi-Fi. I never actually found yours. Yes.
Good copyright reform can open up the internet for the end user.
And that copyright is not always a way to deal with the internet.
What I would love to see is a harmonized copyright framework across all of the EU member states that enables this, that allows for a free and open internet to prosper, that allows for more of the same internet invariants that have made the internet what it is today.
I see the same possibilities as I see in the internet as a platform. That is an opportunity for educators, activists, and creators, and foremost democracy to prosper. And I think that is exactly what we need.
So having copyright to be fair, so it's equal between the content owners and the users, and not heavily one-sided on the content owners and their extremely well-off bosses and lawyers.
Well, if you think about, you know, the way humans evolved, and you think about the tribal villages, everybody shared every new technology and idea. That was the way we survived, and that's how we evolved. So I think, like, through good copyright reform, we could get something a bit more organic. Our culture could evolve faster.
I'm Victor.
My name is Michaela.
I am Michael Moriarty.
Hi, I'm Karl Hlien.
I'm Aidan Vodelin.
I'm Elettra.
I'm Mira Salmela.
You will join
the copyright.
Okay, cool. I think this is the end, because actually this was planned to be somewhere in between the talk. No, let's stop that. No. Shit. It's gone.
That would actually have been quite funny. Are there any questions? And if they are, could you please ask them in the mic that is standing over there? Because this session is recorded, so.
So, are you also trying to make, like, easier laws? Because, like, mostly the problem is, like, laws are only understandable for lawyers, so they, like, you always have to have a lawyer to, like, know what the situation is. Are you trying to work on making them easier to understand for, like, normal people?
So yes and no. Like, obviously, like, if I could implement the law, it would look very, very different from how it looks today, but I can't. So, like, we have to work with what's actually reality surrounding us. And while we have in like the first steps of this whole thing, tried to figure out what would be like the perfect solution, we're now back to what is actually like in front of us. And it doesn't look like there will be an understandable, like for everyone, copyright law in the EU anytime soon. But we're getting there. Like it's small steps, and like we have to fight for all of these small steps, but it's gonna get better.
Are there any more? Yeah, please step to the mic. Thanks.
Isn't one of the biggest problems, like the previous person said, you know, laws are only understandable by lawyers, isn't it that the challenges of copyright in the digital domain are not understood by lawyers and lawmakers? And is there something we can possibly do to remedy that, to help them understand how the digital domain works, the internet works, sharing of content, etc.?
Yes. So, like, making lawmakers understand things is like the way how we can actually influence things. And so, each and every one of us should be talking to their actual representatives in parliaments, but also in your governments, and talk to them about these issues at hand. And yeah, the thing that works the best is actually talking from your perspective as a user, as their voter, maybe even, and telling them why they are wrong on some of the things that they believe are necessary.
Are there any more questions? Then I will ask you a question. Will you be staying at the camp for a couple of days?
Yes, I will be here at least until Sunday.
Okay, at least until Sunday. And where can people find you if they have some questions tomorrow, maybe?
I'm hanging out like 50% of the time at the Austrian village over there. Too many ahs. I haven't like actually counted them.
Okay, so you can be found there if people have some more questions.
Other than that, you can also find me on Twitter or send me an email or somehow else. Like if you try any of these contact means, I will be there until Sunday and will be able to find you somewhere else.
Okay, thank you so much. And thank you too.
Thank you.